was it. You know, I just had to gain the respect of my teammates and my coaches, and eventually, you know, I'll be able to get out there and show them what I can do. And I got my opportunities throughout the season, and I just tried to maximize those.
Do you feel like you could have, should have contributed more this season?
I mean, I feel like we all could have did a little bit more. I could have made more plays while I was out there, and I feel like that probably would have, you know, helped me out a lot more. But, man, it is what it is at this standpoint. This offseason, I got to get much better as a player, you know, in all aspects, you know. Playing against or playing alongside of guys like Cam and Sully, Ian Starks, and Jared Isaac, you know, it helps you a lot because of what they've been through and all experience. So, you know, I feel like it's helped me a lot, you know, playing with the guys that I've been playing with and being in the room that I've been with for this last 4 or 5 months. And you know, I just got to continue to develop as a player.
Yeah, where do you see yourself now from the beginning of the season as far as the progress that you've made from week one to week 17?
I've gained a lot of strides, but I got a lot of work to do, you know, obviously. And I just got to keep my feet in the dirt, grind it out.
Yeah, what did you learn about the NFL? So many close games, like you could have gone either way. I mean, you've been making plays.
It's been a long time since I've, you know, been in a grind like this, you know, especially coming from University of Oregon, high school and stuff like that. I guess you could say I was a little spoiled.
You guys were blowing people off.
I was a little spoiled. But I knew, you know, coming in that this is an all-star league and everybody that you're playing against is good. And you're playing against some great guys, you know, in other aspects. So, you know, it's the margin of victory is so small at this league, mainly because of the guys that you're playing against. And, you know, that's what it is. You know, that's what I have to do as a player. I got to make sure I gain those strides so I can help my team out and make sure that, you know, we can pull out these big wins at the end of the game and stuff.
Deion, was the shoulder right the whole year? Is that something?
The shoulder was good, man. Everything was all right. I just had to, I keep saying, gain the respect and the trust of my teammates and coaches and let them know that I was able to go out there and perform in such a situation.
Deion, Mike Wallace said that, you know, 8-8 is a losing season to them, especially since the way you guys finished in December. How would you characterize the season?
8-8 is very average. And I mean, you, like you say, you are what your record says you are. And, you know, I mean, we just didn't get it done. These last two games, we had a great opportunity, you know, to get 10 wins and bringing this organization to the playoffs. And I mean, we just didn't get it done. You know, we got a great group of talent, I feel like, in this locker room, and I feel like we should have got it done. But like I said, the margin of victory in this league is so small. You're playing against a bunch of great players, so it makes it a little tough.
Deion, it's rare a number three overall pick plays as little as you do. Is that on you? Do you feel like you were ready to play and weren't put in that situation? What do you attribute that to?
You know, like I said, man, I knew coming in what the deal was, man. They wanted me to make sure that I was healthy, first of all, and I was able to help out the team. So, I mean, that's what it was. They wanted to make sure that I was all right. I came in. I did as much as I could as possible, you know, with my snaps and everything like that. So I can't complain, you know. If you're out there, you're expected to be productive, and I was out there. And it don't matter how many snaps it was. And the way a lot of our games went, you know, teams were running the ball a lot, and I don't really think they want probably one of the lightest guys in the defensive line room playing all the double teams and scoops. You know, when you got guys who are you know, built for that. You know, I'm a pass rusher. It's a little different for me.
You gonna get there
though, Deion? Oh, definitely, man. Like I said, man, it's a lot of great players in this league, and when I'm in a room with guys like Soli and Starks and Pro Bowlers and stuff like that, it motivates you a lot more. You get to see everything, you know, day in, day out, the way they prepare, practice in the game, so it helps out a lot.